Nearly 4,000 National Guard soldiers from Washington, Oregon, and California are training this month for their first large-scale deployment since 2008. They're members of the 81st Brigade, the Washington National Guard's largest. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins flew by helicopter to the Yakima Training Center to see the citizen soldiers in action.
At Joint Base Lewis-McChord, a pair of Black Hawk helicopters prepare for takeoff. A short flight over the Cascades and soon the sprawling Yakima Training Center, sometimes referred to by soldiers who train here as Yakistan, comes into view.
We are now flying over the Yakima Proving Ground and we can see a line of Stryker vehicles kicking up dust as they race across this high desert terrain.
Strykers look like mini tanks on wheels. In the past couple of years, the Washington Army National Guard's 81st Brigade transitioned from actual tanks to these more nimble eight-wheeled vehicles. On the ground,
I want to introduce you to Major Lance Cromwell.
Cromwell explains the training that's happening here this summer is in preparation for the brigade going to the Army's National Training Center, or NTC, next summer.
NTC is the Army's way of certifying and kind of validating the force readiness of a unit to put them in a what's called a force-ready pool.
That's a pool of Army units that are ready to be deployed. Because the Yakima Training Center is so vast, the fastest way to see the 81st up close is to fly. So it's back to the helicopters. The Blackhawks fly low over the sagebrush to a small temporary battalion headquarters outpost. Here, three Stryker companies with about 100 soldiers each have staged to practice actual battle scenarios. Major Nicholas Stewart, the operations officer, says there's even an enemy force out here.
They're U.S. soldiers, but they're dressed up as an opposing force to get as close as we can to simulating a combat operation.
To do this safely, they use what Stewart describes as an advanced laser tag system. Instead of the typical weekend drill common with the National Guard, this training exercise will last 3 weeks. Stewart says the extra time is helpful.
We work out a lot more problems on the longer time period, because sometimes problems take 4 days to manifest, you know, 4 or 5 days. And so then it gives our staff and our units, you know, more experience, more time to work through enduring operations.
That's important to get ready for what he calls the big show at the National Training Center next summer. Nearby, standing next to a Stryker, is Specialist Joshua Junius. When he's not in the Guard, he works security at a casino. Out here, he's a scout. His job is to do reconnaissance.
We're ahead of everyone else. We go out and try to figure out what's going on. We collect intel and report it up the chain of command. And we're basically the eyes on the field.
Supporting these combat troops on the ground are field artillery units after another short flight.
So we're now at a second location at the Yakima Training Center, and they are preparing to fire an M777 howitzer.
A warning, it's loud.
Watching a howitzer crew work is like watching a race car pit crew. They are the model of teamwork. Very efficient as they load the howitzer and then they stand back and fire.
In 2008, the National Guard's 81st Brigade deployed to Iraq. This time, the brigade is tentatively slated to deploy to Poland in 2021 to support enhanced forward presence. In the words of NATO, this is a multinational mission designed to make clear that an attack on one ally would be considered an attack on the whole alliance. I'm Austin Jenkins at the Yakima Training Center.